When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, will join us. That's coming up at 9:25. Happy to be joined right now by our friend Scott Abraham, sports director and anchor for ABC7 here in D.C. What's up, Scott? Good morning.
Let's go, boys. We back. Stretch run. Let's do this.
Yep.
Yeah. How did you? What did you do on your the bye week? Did you have any plans? You take a quick trip. What were Scott Abraham's exploits during the bye, if any?
Nothing really too exciting. My daughter's in Girl Scouts, so it's Girl Scout cookie season. So we're starting to get organized for that. You know how that is, boys. So,
excellent.
A lot of family time, so it's good.
All right. Perfect. Well, I know the guys kind of reset a little bit. Sounds like the coaches. I listened to Witt and Quinn's presser and Cliff and all those guys. They did their little self-scout reevaluation while the guys are away. And seems like a point of emphasis has been to make sure they don't come out flat like they did against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. It's been a big talking point because you guys remember that Dallas game and they weren't with it. They were flat, and it was not a good result. And obviously, they know what's at stake here coming up this stretch run. And they've been preaching that one game at a time mentality, just focus on New Orleans. And they have a great opportunity because they're facing a backup quarterback, a team that's been decimated by with wide receivers, Olave and Shahid, their two top guys gone. And the defense knows who's going to get the football. That's number 41, Alvin Kamara. And that's going to be the big point of emphasis, especially defensively, to stop the run, stop Kamara, make Jay Kaner, who's going to get the start, uncomfortable back there, and just go in this game.
Scott, I'm going to guess that Jaden Daniels has been relatively low-key about returning to Louisiana. It's basically a homecoming game for him, even though he is from California. Obviously, from what he did at LSU, you know, he's going to have a lot of local support down there for his return. How is he approaching this road game back to New Orleans?
Yeah, he was asked directly about that in his press conference on Wednesday and basically gave just like a 10-second response. He's excited about returning to Louisiana. It's a special place for him. And I have a feeling, guys, I think he's going to have a really good game. What he did in Louisiana, how much, you know, fanfare he's going to have in that Superdome. I just have a feeling he's going to have one of his better games of the season. He's rested. He's rejuvenated. And, this Saints defense, you know, nothing to be necessarily scared about any given Sunday, certainly. But, you know, on paper, I feel like Jaden can really pop off, use his legs, you know, to fast track there inside the Superdome. And, remember several years ago when RG3 had that griffining moment in the Superdome. Maybe something like that's going to happen with Jaden, and he's going to pop off pretty well.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of fan support and Saints fans that if the game starts going the wrong way for them, especially if they have ties to LSU, where they're going to start kind of rooting for Jaden, right, in a lost season. And then you're going to pile on top of that people making the road trip to go see the Commanders in New Orleans because it's like a destination fun hangout city. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of Commanders fan support there.
I completely agree, because when the schedule comes out, what are the fun destinations? What are the fun kind of locations mm-hmm. to go to if you're a fan of the Commanders? And obviously Bourbon Street, the whole New Orleans vibe, that's quite the draw, especially in December, close to the holidays. And, Baton Rouge is right there, from New Orleans. So Saints fans are usually LSU Tigers fans. And I think there's going to be plenty of cheers for the Commanders inside that Superdome. I'm not discounting the fact that New Orleans, they're not out of the playoff race mathematically. They're going to be playing hard, but there's so many different storylines in this game, guys, because you have the return of Marshawn Lattimore, expected to face his former team. You have the Chase Young so-called revenge game. Then, mm-hmm. of course, you have Jaden Daniels returning to Louisiana. Going to be an exciting game to watch. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Talk about the Noah Brown injury and what you feel that impact's going to be. I know they go out and get KJ Osborne, but who knows, how much he's going to play this week. Dan Quinn did say it's a tough one. It's a tough loss, kind of a freak injury for Noah. And he was, a pretty good number two. I know they got other guys you can now look for with maybe De'Ami Brown steps up a little bit now. Maybe McCaffrey steps up a little bit. But outside of McLaurin, there's not that really go-to receiver. And Noah had some big plays. Only had the one touchdown, but that was a big one against the Bears, right? But just kind of talk about that injury and how that affects him.
Yeah, Bish, my concern with Noah Brown is his size. He's a bigger build receiver, 6'2", 225. It was nice to have that opposite of, a Terry McLaurin, possession guys type deal, not the bigger bodied receivers. And they're going to miss that. KJ Osborne is not that big bodied receiver. He's 6 foot. He's not the Noah Brown 2.0. So they're going to have to find ways to give an opportunity to other guys to step up. And you mentioned De'Ami Brown. I think that's going to be an opportunity for De'Ami. He's had some flashes. He's had some moments, but it's been the consistency, guys. He hasn't been able to flash enough for this team. And what better way for a playoff push to kind of rise up, take hold of that wide receiver two position for De'Ami Brown? Maybe you're going to see like a Luke McCaffrey come in more. KJ Osborne, who they picked up, he had some flashes and moments with Minnesota. So I am concerned of the bigger bodied receiver. They don't have that on that roster, and that was what they were looking for and shopping for this summer, and that's how Adam Peters came to bring in Noah Brown. So I think it's going to be a loss. I think it may not show this game, but potentially down the road, I think it's always nice to have one of those bigger bodied receivers to go get a tough catch across the middle.
So do you expect Osborne to play?
Yeah, that's a good question, because he talked to the media yesterday, EB, and basically he's just crashing right now. He's coming in early, and he's staying late, just getting his mind into the playbook, just learning what the system is with Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know the answer to that question. I think Dan Quinn's going to shed some more light today during his press conference, and certainly it will probably get some more information on Marshawn Lattimore as well in terms of his status, but all signs point to Marshawn playing on Sunday. So, yeah, I'll be curious to see if KJ will be ready and be up for this game. Certainly, the depth, in terms of the wide receiver, it would be nice to have KJ up there. But I don't think, again, I don't think it's too important for this game to rush KJ out there. So we'll see. I think this could be a big opportunity for Brian Robinson Jr. to get going, running the football, and really, really get him going like he did against the Titans. So I think B-Rob could be in line for a big game as well.
Are they going to – I mean, hopefully, every fan wants to see Terry get involved early. And they made a point of doing that. They moved him around a little bit more. Can we see that? You expect to see that?
I mean, look what happened against Tennessee. They got him involved early, and it was a blowout. So I think there's a recipe there to really get him the football, get the offense moving, get that rhythm going. I mean, look at the season Terry's been having. You know, touchdown-wise, he's one of the best in the NFL this season. And it's so nice to see him. You know, he's always just a happy guy, but you can tell this year is just different. I mean, he's really production-wise, you know, his rapport with Jaden and this offense. It's well-deserved because he works his butt off, and he's had a lot of lean years and going through quarterback after quarterback here in Washington. He always says the right things on the microphone, and you know deep down he's a competitor, and he just wants to win. And I'm happy for Terry and a lot of guys in that locker room that have experienced some pretty tough years here in Washington. And there's been a lot of years, with four games left in the season, that this team has nowhere to go. There's no playoffs. They're simply playing for pride. But this year, these final four games means a lot. They're in a position to make the playoffs, something that hasn't been, they haven't been able to say that for many years here in Washington. So for Terry and a lot of guys in that locker room, I'm happy they get this opportunity, and they're definitely going to make the most of it.
So, Scott, Zane Gonzalez, the kicker, he was dealing with a foot injury. He is limited in practice on Wednesday. Practice in full yesterday. How confident is the team that they're not going to have a repeat of what happened with Austin Seibert in the Dallas game? Are people confident in him going forward and kicking against the Saints this weekend?
Yep. Dan Quinn said right off the bat on Monday, Zane Gonzalez is our kicker. No changes. They're not concerned about the injury or what he's going through. They're all on board on Zane Gonzalez. I know Commanders fans, there's a concern there, and rightfully so. You know, obviously no Austin Seibert, and they got to rely on another kicker. What a fiasco that's been since day one with Brandon McManus and going through kickers. It's unfortunate. A lot of it was out of their control with Adam Peters and company with McManus, and it just kind of snowballed for there, and they just kind of got a piecemeal together here and hope Zane locks in and makes his kicks. You're paid to make your kicks. Go make your kicks, and that's what the confidence level is now for Dan Quinn and company, and they're rolling with Zane.
So if they win that 9-5, obviously stay ahead of some of these other 8-win teams. If Seattle beats Green Bay this weekend, they'll have 9 wins, so they'll still be up top in the NFC West. But the Rams are surging, especially after last night, even though, you know, the weather certainly was an impact. But the Rams have won 3 straight, and they've got their receivers healthy. They got obviously a quality quarterback. They got a good running back. So should Commanders fans be worried about what the Rams are doing for that last wild card spot if the Rams don't win the division?
Yep, it's certainly a concern because, you know, the Rams are hot. I don't think anybody wants to face that offense with Kyren Williams, Puka, and Cooper, and Stafford all clicking on all cylinders, especially, you know, coming off back-to-back wins, home against Buffalo, then a short week going on the road against the Niners. That's two impressive wins by the Rams. So, you know, I mentioned it on Monday, and Dan didn't want to hear it. Washington controls their own destiny. That's the fact. I understand they don't want to talk about it, but you take care of your business, and Washington is going to the playoffs. Easier said than done. I get that. One game at a time mentality. But they're in position to make this run and to make this special. I think, honestly, they'll probably take 10 wins to safely feel like they're going to get a wild card spot. And That Atlanta game, you know, after Philly looms large as well, because that NFC South is tricky as well. Right now, Tampa is in first place. Obviously, Tampa has that tiebreaker over Washington, beating them in the regular season. So that Atlanta game could loom large as well, coming after the Philadelphia game. A lot of football left, a lot of big matchups, not just on Washington's schedule, but NFC East-wide. And NFC-wide, so it'll be interesting these final 4 weeks, but the Rams are a team to watch, and then obviously Tampa Bay and the Atlanta situation and how the NFC West shakes out is going to kind of show a lot where Washington ends up in this wild card situation.
All right, who do you like? Give us a prediction.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Oh, I'm pretty confident Washington's gonna drop the hammer this weekend against New Orleans. Nice. Backup quarterback. I think Jaden's gonna have a tremendous game. I think it's gonna be a rather blowout fashion win for Washington. So give me Washington to win 31-13.
I'm scared. Honestly, I'm scared. We're too confident.
EB, you're always scared, brother.
That
you're
is true.
Scared.
It's a very good point.
That's true.
Very good point, Scott.
That's
all right, true. Thanks for the time, right, Scott. Guys. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Have a good weekend, boys.
All you right, too. Buddy. That is Scott Abraham, bye-bye. Sports director and anchor for ABC7. When we come back, we will get the Saints' perspective on this matchup. Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the Saints on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He will join the Junks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.